Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We ask you to amplify our efforts by sharing far and wide. We have a lot of ignorant people and undecided people to wake up. And this is the election of the millennia. This will decide everything. Now, if Trump wins, make no mistake about it, this is only a foothold to help us get our country back. If Trump loses, it's over. We're the Soviet Socialist Republic of the disunited states, and this is what it's going to end up being. So it's up to you to a large extent. Please share far and wide. In this particular piece, we're going to talk to you about, well, something that you really need to know. I used to teach this. Sometimes in dissertations, people will do polls, and I had to teach them polling strategies. And we're going to talk about what I taught and what's not happening with the mainstream media polls. And we'll again review very quickly what I told you last week about what polls are good and what polls absolutely stink. And we're going to do all that right here after I tell you that we are brought to you by the NanoSoma spray for Magic Dicol. You heard about my transformation, strip lung linings, really bad prognosis. And I had gone off the steroids and the antibiotics because the pneumonia cleared up, but the RSV didn't. Yeah, I had the double whammy. And the second part of it was really a whammy. It threatened to change my life forever. And I think through the grace of God, my determination, and a large extent, the NanoSoma spray, which strengthened my immune system, I was able to overcome this. The NanoSoma spray does not cure anything. What it does is it tremendously boosts your immune system, which means it has general applicability. So for me, it was strip lung linings. For you, it might be something else. But if you're struggling with something right now, this is your ticket. Go to, very important, go to iwantmyhealthback.com slash Dave Hodges. I want my health back.com slash Dave Hodges, and you will get your health back. Boy, the polls, what a flipping joke that they are. One of the things I want to share with you is how they cheat in the polls. And there's a variety of ways to do it, but usually you fudge on your representative sample. Your polling data is supposed to represent the demographics that would include race, income, geography, occupation, likely voter. These are all things that you have to factor in, and you should do random samples that fit into numerically the same distribution as you find in your population. So you're taking, I don't know, maybe you're surveying. Oh, let's say Arizona and 8 million people. You can't interview 8 million people, but you could probably do this with 800 if your demographic split was representative. The way that they cheat, and I'll give you an example. Let's say you have a 50-50 split, Dems and Republicans. We won't include any other variables. But in a poll, let's say by Reuters or AP, they go 80% Democratic and 20% Republican. Who's going to win? Now, that's a real extreme example because they're not that stupid to fudge that much, but they fudge enough on the representative samples that they produce the results that they want. And if you remember back in the 2016 election, Hillary Clinton was ahead in ABC by 11 points. She lost. She was ahead in the AP poll by 8 points. She lost. And what we teach people, and this is what I used to do for 4.5 years when I taught research strategies to graduate students working on their dissertations, if you were using polling, we went through this and we were very, very, very strict. And sometimes you have to even wait the results. So your polling data is fed into a computer and you program the computer that you're going to give this much percent to this demographic, this much to that demographic. And you can really get technical with it. But the bottom line is the biggest flaw that I see that's really tantamount to cheating is misrepresentative samples. Now, why would they do this? It's a psyop. In the field of psychology, there's a phenomenon called groupthink. And they did a real famous experiment on this, the Solomon-Asch experiment. They would seat the subject in seat six. Everybody else was a plant, a confederate, if you will. And they would show lines. So if the lines would match, they said, give the lines that come the closest. So let's say the lines in choice A were right on target. Choice B, they were like this. Choice C, they were like that. And clearly the answer would be A. So for the first three answers, the first five people would answer A. They'd all have agreement. And the subject sitting in seat six would say, well, yeah, it's obviously A. But then when they got to the third or fourth answer in this particular experiment done in the 50s and then replicated at Cal State Davis around 2010, they found the same results. And what they found was seat three, or seat six, I should say, you have five wrong answers given, and the person's like rubbing their eyes, doing a double take. And they'll typically, for an answer or two, stick to their guns. So if the answer were the correct answer, let's say it'd be A, but everybody ahead of them picks C, they'll still pick A for one or two times. And then the peer pressure mounts. They're like, they can't believe their eyes. Is there something wrong with me today? And they're picking the wrong answer, C, C, C. And you can clearly see it's A. And then most of them will buckle. How many will buckle? About 60%. This is the effect of groupthink. Where we see it in real life is people who have never stolen anything in their life. They're in a riot situation. People are breaking windows. They're walking out with TV sets and bicycles and everything else. And they go, well, I'll just get mine. That's groupthink also. Now, this polling psyop is about groupthink. What they want you to believe is if you're undecided, well, don't you want to be on the winning team? Well, come on, everyone else is saying it's Kamala. Look at the polls. You're just wrong. Trump is out, Kamala's in. And then they BS you on the polls. Now, they can't BS too far because they'd lose total credibility. But by the way, when we look at 2016 and 2020, you know who the worst performing polls were? Mainstream media, Reuters, AP, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, the worst polling. The best was a group here, and I made a note of this because no one ever talks about them, called Atlas Intel. And they've been on top of it for the last three elections. And what they're telling us is Trump has a sizable lead. Now, I want to show you something from CNN that I think you'll find really interesting. I am shocked that they had this on CNN, the Communist News Network. I'm absolutely stunned. And you're going to be too. But this guy's a data analyst, and I think he didn't get the memo. And I wonder how much of the, well, if he's going to give any more airtime or not, because he's not given the answer that they wanted to hear. Listen to this. Maybe.
The partnership of Intel is so.
Okay, we're going to pause this for a second and phase this out. Get ready for high energy that'll wear you out, but I think we got this queued up properly now.
What do we see right now? We see really a race in which no one's anywhere close to 270 electoral votes. We got Kamala Harris at 226, Donald Trump at 219, and you got those seven key battleground states. We've been talking about them over and over and over again that are still not anywhere close to being decided. Of course, those key Great Lake battleground states right up here, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and of course, then in the Sun Belt, down in the Southeast, North Carolina and Georgia, Nevada and Arizona in the Southwest. That's where this election's going to be decided. And even post-debate, there is no sign that those states are moving anywhere out of the toss-up range. The bottom line is this race has continued to be the closest one in a generation, certainly since I've been alive consistently, and there is no sign that's anywhere changing. And with 52 days until Election Day, the bottom line is this race continues to be way too close to call, Jessica.
And so bearing that in mind, what currently are the easiest pathways, not that it sounds like there's easy pathway for anybody, to victory for both Harris and then also for the former president?
Easy is a relative term. Easy is a relative term. So, look, if we get the polling, if the polling right now matches the result perfectly, right, what are we looking at? We got Kamala Harris to 276 electoral votes, Donald Trump to 262. And Kamala Harris's path really runs right through these Great Lake battleground states, right? We're talking Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. But, of course, as I mentioned earlier on, all of these states, they're all extremely tight. She also gets Nevada, but that's extremely close as well. But let's just say Donald Trump outperforms his polling by just a single point, just one point. He gets the 287 electoral votes. Look, he gets Nevada, he gets Arizona like he had before, Georgia, North Carolina. But then this is what we're talking about over and over and over again. Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania. That race has been consistently so tight. It's well within a point. Whoever wins Pennsylvania, Jessica, my guess is going to be the next president of the United States. And at this particular point, that state is way too close to call. And that's why this race is way too close to call.
Okay, we have a really interesting situation there, don't we? We have what we told you in the last segment. We said Pennsylvania will probably decide the race, but you also heard him. If the polls move one point in Trump's favor, he wins going away. What happened in 2016? He won going away. It's a very good sign for Trump, because these polls are fake and they're designed to induce groupthink. And this guy knows it. In fact, I saw a later interview with the same person on CNN. And man, he didn't give the answer they were looking for. He said, she's performing badly with Muslims. Historical Democratic votes for Blacks are down. Same with Hispanics. He said, she's in some trouble. And this is from CNN. It's good news. But I still think, and I agree with him, the election is going to come down to Pennsylvania. And you people in Pennsylvania that vote for Kamala Harris, you're voting for your own demise, because the fracking issue, which we have conclusively proven right here on this network, we've completely proven that she's lying about not stopping fracking. Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting.